I know that it can be, shall we say, intimidating. I guess for some people, actually frightening to even think about being open, transparent. So many different reasons that people hide the truth from themselves and all that kind of stuff. But, it really is worth it. I mean, just kind of consider it an investment. The effort that it takes, the energy that it takes to, you know, just be honest with yourself, about yourself, and then eventually honest with, you know, selectively speaking, honest with yourself in discussions with others. And again, like I said, being selective. You don't want to, you know, just open up to anyone and everyone. Yeah, it really helps to be choosy, be selective. And sometimes even with that, we may choose the wrong people. We may select the wrong people. Yeah, because there's so many people out there who do such a great job of, well, hiding who and what they really are. So many people who hide who and what they really are. And while, you know, we're working so hard to hide who we are, there are a whole lot of other folks who are hiding who they really are. And it just might be that the very person that we decide we're going to open up to is somebody who isn't good at handling the truth themselves. It turned out that they're not somebody good to confer with, consult with, confide in. Well, don't focus too much on them. Let's start to focus on self. As a matter of fact, before I begin to talk some more about, share some more with you about what Linda and Charles Bloom are saying about transparency, relating, and, you know, feeling and relating, let me let Teddy Pendergrass share a little bit with you about hiding from yourself. Well, it is such. I just got to tell you that I, you can't hide from yourself. No, everywhere you go, she, there you are. The truth is a light, a light shining within. Do you see a foe or a friend? And lie on one out. But more than you're gonna, gonna break down. Break down and let it all out. See that you can't hide from yourself. No, everywhere you go, see, there you are. I just got to say that you can't hide from yourself. Well, everywhere you go, see, there you are. Yes, I want us to be thinking about that. You can't hide from yourself. Every time you look in the mirror, you're seeing you. You leave that mirror and you head to the bus stop. You are heading to the bus stop. You are getting on that bus. The real you and the fake you are getting on that bus. Every time you connect with someone, you enter into dialogue, you engage someone. If you're hiding, you're being fake. The fake you is engaging. The fake you is being engaged as well as the real you. You're all there, the real you and the fake you. Why keep burning so much energy? Hiding, keeping the closet door pushed shut, leaning up against that door, leaning up against that door, pushing against it with all your might. Day in and day out, year after year, to ensure that people only see and engage with the fake you so that they don't get a chance to even get a glimpse of the real you. That's too much energy. That is too much energy being used for the wrong purposes. No, open up, starting with yourself. And like I said, when you begin to open up with other people, do so selectively, do so wisely. If you discover that someone you've opened up to was someone you should not have consulted with,
It's not the end of the world. You know not to get with that person ever again. And continue your search again if you need to. All right. Here we go. We're taking a look at what's really going on. Some folks say just let it go. Well, there's an important difference between holding on again and from preventing the feeling from running its course. We can't bypass the anger, the rage, the disappointment, the distrust, the fear, the anxiety of the early stage of breakdown. It's an important part of the healing from the breakdown to go into the shock, the horror, the outrage, or whatever is there to be experienced. Some people fear that if they make space for the shadow part, for example, the feelings of wanting revenge, they might act out and actually cause harm. In fact, Linda says the opposite is true. If you acknowledge the shadow, you're less likely to act out. If you acknowledge the shadow, you're less likely to act out. It is primarily when we acknowledge and feel our feelings that we can move on. Yes. How many of you have found that the path to freedom for you was not when you spent all that energy trying to hide what you were truly feeling, trying to hide what you were truly thinking? But when you finally open up and said, hey, this is where I am. Think about what David said to God after he had sinned with Bathsheba and had gone almost a year not confessing that sin to anyone, not to God, not to the prophet Nathan, to anyone. He said not only was his soul in distress, but his bones were wasting away as he held all that in and tried to keep it hidden. Walking down the street, well, no, there's no window. There you go.